it is indeed. And if you have Facebook or YouTube or in a position to look at it, you can see our own Dave Rieger, because now from noon to 2, Facebook and YouTube pages are streaming our video live. And you'll see Dave waving right now with his hat. And there's a wonderful picture that was just up with him with popcorn. There it is, popcorn and a drink. Man, do I want some popcorn. That's a long story. All right. Rieger Reviews It, sponsored by Wigley's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef. Dine in or carry out the best Wigley's corned beef sandwiches around at Frank's Deli and Grill. And I can attest to that. Frank's Deli and Grill at 3405 Russell Street in Detroit's Eastern Market. They're open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And while you're there, be sure to say hi to Victor and his boys. Victor's the owner. He loves his customers as much as the corned beef. And I love Victor as much as the corned beef. Way to go. At Frank's Deli and Grill, 3405 Russell Street in our Eastern Market. Well, David, I've been waiting for this review of Toy Story 5 because Michigan's Tim Allen does Buzz again.
He's back.
Tom Hanks is Woody. Joan Cusack is Jessie, and I'm told she's like really become the star in this edition. Mm-hmm. And even Conan O'Brien has apparently a very good role.
Yes.
Which got this this one a PG rating, the first first Toy Story to get a PG rating because of his bathroom humor, I guess.
Yes, he plays a toilet training device named Smarty Pants.
I just can't wait to see this.
Yes.
I cannot wait to see it. Talk to us.
This is really good. This is art imitating life. This is toys versus tech. We meet Bonnie again, and she has her toys. You know, she's an introverted little girl. Her parents decide to get her a frog-shaped tablet named Lilypad.
New technology against the old-fashioned toys.
So they think that she can meet other kids with tablets, and then she can become friends, and it will kind of pull her out of her introverted state. Unfortunately, that means that the toys go to the side, and they're not part of her life anymore. So Buzz Lightyear goes and contacts Woody, who you remember at the end of Toy Story 4, stayed at the carnival, and to be with Bo Peep, and now brings him back to help. Because what they find out is that while tablets and technology are great, she also runs into cyberbullying. She runs into intimidating online environment and stuff like that. So it really is the story of what kids are dealing with today and the power of the screen time, if you will.
It's in the theaters starting today. Let's listen to Toy Story 5.
Bonnie! There's a package for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Hi there, I'm Lilypad. Let's play.
Oh, extinction, not again.
Bonnie, screen time's over now.
Okay.
I want to talk to you, device.
Please, call me Lily.
Me and the toys have been working all summer to try and get Bonnie to make friends.
Yeah.
But then you had to ruin
it.
You're not even listening to me.
I'm always listening. See?
Now look here. Me and the toys have been working all summer.
Now in Spanish.
What?
Yeah, I got dibs on behind the dresser.
Woody!
Jessie? Hello?
Is it as bad out there for toys as they say it is?
We're finding more abandoned toys each day.
We're down!
Tech's invaded our house, too.
I don't know, Jessie. Toys are for play, but tech is...
It's for everything.
Boy, oh boy. They're art imitating life, huh?
Yeah,
How long has Toy Story been around,
Toy Story's franchise? Been around. This is the sixth Toy Story with the one offshoot that they did of Buzz Lightyear. I think the first one was 2000.
It's been a long time.
Oh, Rich says 1995, so it's been a while.
1995, wow.
Yeah, so it's been a long time. A lot of people, I think they love Toy Story 1, they love Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3 and 4 are mixed reviews, but I think people will like this one. I'll give it 3 Wigglies. I thought it was very well done. It's Disney. It's Toy Story. It's Tom Hanks. It's Tim Allen.
Michigan's Tim Allen.
And it'll do,
I read
it'll
a piece
well.
Where he had to go to New York to a voice coach to be able to get his voice back as a Buzz, which
I believe
is fascinating. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, they've been doing it for many years, and it's so funny because there's a scene where Woody comes back and he's got a bald spot, and it's like somebody says like this, somebody needs like a brown marker, you know? It's so funny.
Oh, well, that is funny. So, all right, let's see here.
Well done.
All right. How did I mess these papers up? Well, because I'm me, and that's what I do. Cape Fear.
Yes.
So three
Wigglies for Toy Story. Yes.
For Toy Story. Yes. What do we like? Let's listen to Cape Fear, which is appearing now on Apple TV.
Let me ask you a question. What is your worst fear?
Max Cady was released from prison.
What does that have to do with us?
He's been locked up for 17 years for a murder he didn't do.
You were his lawyer, right?
I had a good life once, too. Are you afraid of me?
Why would I be afraid of you? Is there any way Max could know about what we did?
Speak of the devil.
Okay, so this really makes me want to see Toy Story 5.
Yeah, this one's really, this one's a little bit different than the previous two Cape Fears. The first one in 1962, Robert Mitchum. The second one in 1991 with Robert De Niro as the Max Cady character. This one is a 10-part series that is on Apple TV. I think there are four that are out so far.
Started June 5th.
Yes, they give one every Friday. So you can catch up quickly on what you may have missed. This one, obviously, is Javier Bardem. He plays a great villain as
Watch
Max Cady.
Language.
And yes. Patrick Wilson and Amy Adams play the two lawyers. If you remember the original Cape Fears, it was the lawyer and the wife. This one is the husband is the prosecuting attorney. The wife was his defense attorney. They fell in love, put him into jail for a crime he did not commit.
He feels
that they conspired it with each other to put him into jail. So now he's terrorizing them, but in a modern way, using artificial intelligence, using, catfishing. So a little bit different than the original Cape Fears, and those were two-hour movies.
It sounds interesting.
It is very good. I give this one also three Wigglies. I think people will like it. I'm a big Javier Bardem guy. Okay.
Yes.
And he plays a great villain. No Country for Old Men. He was in the James Bond. He played the villain in James Bond, the one that was kind of a throwback to the old days. So I think people will enjoy it.
All right. You're giving it three Wigglies as well. Yeah. Dave has a great new job, and he does a great job with it. Dave Rieger, thank you, sir, for your help, as always.
Thank you, Paul W.
We continue in focus. We'll close out with the person who would like to be our next governor, and she seems to be doing pretty well in that race. Stay with us on WJR.